Today's Shir's Masechta's Menachos Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues discussing how and when we can or can't have pigel take effect. So says the Mishnah, if somebody, when he did the avoid of the carbon, the kayin, had in mind lechol kachatzis ayis, that he's going to eat a chatzis kazayis after the proper time, and lahakta kachatzis ayis, that he's going to be makta on chatzis kazayis at the wrong time, that carbon will not be pigel, kosher. Four, says the Mishnah, and achila v'aktara mitzdarfin. A machshava bar achila and a machshava bar aktara cannot combine. Says the Gemara, Tama, that what's the reason it seems in our Mishnah it's not considered a situation of pigel? The lechol aktar, as we explained, achila and aktara cannot be mitzdarf, which seems to indicate, as the Gemara, Halecho lechol davish ein darke lechol. If the two machshavas were about achila, but they were not both about items that were edible, again, the simple explanation is where somebody had a machshava to eat a chatzi kazayis of the shrayim, that's a machshava and achila, and he had a machshava to eat a chatzi kazayis of the koimitz, and the koimitz is not meant to be eaten, the koimitz is meant to be burnt, then the halacha will be mitzdarif. And as the Echroim explained the Gemara, they say as follows. What is the bigger chiddush? Achila and aktara not being mitzdarif, or achila and achila not being mitzdarif? So they suggest that certainly the bigger chiddush is that achila and achila are not mitzdarif. Because they say, what is the underlying principle of pigel? The underlying principle of pigel is that if I had a mind to eat it improperly, so even though that time to eat it improperly at the wrong time, even though we are before that time, the halacha already gives value to that machshava. So if I had a machshava to eat it in the wrong time, still, since I had a machshava to eat something that's not edible, it's not considered a machshava that should disqualify the carbon from today. A haktara and achila, which are totally dissimilar, certainly should not be mitzdarif. So suggest our Gemara that if the halacha were that achila dovish darka lechol of a chatzi kazayis, and achila dovish ain darka lechol of a chatzi kazayis are not mitzdarif, that's what the Mishnah should have said, rather than speaking about achila and aktara, that being mitzdarif. That's a smaller being a chiddush. The fact that the Mishnah, our Mishnah that we just learned, only chose to speak about achila and aktara seems to be indication that lechol dovish darka lechol, the dovish ein darka lechol, will not be mitzdarif. Will be mitzdarif, I mean. Voktani, as the one we learned in the previous year, lechol dovish darka lechol, lahakter then it's not mitzdarif, which means davishadak lecho in only if you have a machshava about something which is davishadak lecho. But if you have a machshava about something which ain't derek lecho, that machshava is a meaningless machshava. So the Gemara's question is as follows: from our Mishnah, it seems that you could combine a machshav of a dovish darka lechol with a machshav of a dovish ain darka lechol, and from the previous Mishnah it seems that a machshav of a to eat something which is not meant to be eaten, best example being koimitz, is a meaningless machshav. So how do we understand the two Mishnais? Because the Gemara assumes that our Mishnah that we just learned is a continuation of the previous Mishnais. So the Gemara and Mantana. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Actually, the Gemara is saying, this Teretz, that our Mishnah represents a new opinion, which disagrees with the previous Mishnah. And Omer Rav Yirmiyah says, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Hamani Rav Elazahi. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Elazar. The Omer, Mechashri Machilas Odom L'Machilas Mizbeach, Machilas Mizbeach L'Achilas Odom. Even though the Kaimitz is meant to be eaten by the Mizbeach, the Shrine is meant to be eaten by us, or by the Kohanim, better said, they can, they are considered machshavas that combine. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, we'll learn the Mishnah later, in the Masechta Kaimtz Mincha Lecho Dovid Shein Darka Lecho, where your intent is to eat something not meant to be eaten, which is the Kaimtz, or Lahakter Dovid Shein Darka Lahakter. Again, what would be the best example? The Shirayim. Those machshavas, according to the Tanakama, are meaningless machshavas, because the Kaimtz is not meant to be eaten, and the Shirayim are not meant to be burnt. And that's why it's a meaningless machshava, and it's kosher, and it would not disqualify the carbon. Rebbe Lezer says that the halacha does give some credence to those machshavas, and since the halacha gives credence to those machshavas, then our Mishnah, which seems to indicate that you can combine a dovish darka lecho with a dovish ain darka lecho, follows the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. But of course, as we said a moment ago, saying this teretz means creating a machloikis between our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, saying that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Lazar and the previous Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbonim, which the Gemara is reluctant to do. And therefore, Abaye Omer, a different teretz, a fail of Taimel Rabbonim. Our Mishnah could be following the Rabbonim. And why Taimel? Don't learn Pshat in our Mishnah that the deek of our Mishnah is Halecho Lecho Dovish Ein Darko Lecho, that you can combine a machshava of a Dovish Ein Darko Lecho with a machshava of a Dovish Ein Darko Lecho. Certainly our Mishnah doesn't teach us that. Ela Eimo Halecho Lecho Dovish Ein Darko Lecho, that if you would have that kind of machshava, it would be not pigle. Because you can't combine a machshava of a dovish darkel lachol with a machshava of a dovish darkel lachol. But if that's what our Mishnah is coming to teach us, ask the Gemara Mike Kamashmon, what is our Mishnah teaching us that habahedik tanin lo? We've already learned this in the previous Mishnah. Because what did the previous Mishnah say? Lech kazayis b'chutz or kazayis l'machra. The Mishnah discussed, which is a repetition of a Mishnah Masech Tzvochim. If somebody had a machshava first, machshava's pigel, and then a machshavas posel, or vice versa, kezayis lemacher, kezayis b'chutz, kechati zayis b'chutz, or kechati zayis lemacher, or kechati zayis lemacher, kechati zayis b'chutz. Famous machloikas rishonim. How do we understand the case of kechati zayis b'chutz, kechati zayis lemacher? Doesn't mean you had the same machshavah about that chati zayis, but first you thought about that chati zayis that it'll be b'chutz, and then you thought about the same chatzizayis that you'll eat at l'mochar, which is a difficult pshat, because then you only thought about a chatzizayis. Or does it mean you had a first a machshava on a specific chatzizayis of b'chutz, and then on a different chatzizayis you thought l'mochar, or vice versa? In all of these cases, possibly makaris. But in all of these cases, we're speaking about something that's meant to be eaten. Hasulamali. Why do we need our Mishnah? For says the Gemara, if the purpose of our Mishnah is to teach us lechol davish ein darko lechol, k'mashmon the mitzdarif, to teach us that it's not that is not considered a valid way of pigel, mireisha shamit minei. We already learned that from the reisha. Ilechol lahakter, if the teaches the halacha of lechol, that two foods that are meant to be eaten can be mitzdarif, let's just explain it a little better. Two foods that are meant to be eaten can be mitzdarif, and if they're not meant to be eaten, they can't be mitzdarif, we already learned it. If to teach us the halacha of lechol lahakter, medayuka deresh shamatne, we see only echol echol as mitzdarif, not lechol lahakter as mitzdarif. So why do we need our Mishnah that we haven't learned all of these halachas from the previous Mishnah? Why do we know it from the previous Mishnah? The hashta, because as we just explained, only lechol v'lechol dov shadak lechol. Let's explain again. Only if you had a machshav b'chutz and lemacher, or vice versa, of two items that are meant to be eaten, does that Mishnah say it's mitzdarif? But let's say the two foods were not meant, one was meant to be eaten, one wasn't meant to be eaten. Again, the best example would be Shirayim and Kaimetz. That Mishnah already teaches us that it's not mitzdarif. So says the Gemara, Uma lechol v'lechol dovish ein darka lechol. Amrit was saying it's not mitzdarif. So certainly, But even though they're both talking about achila, so lech lahachem mibayim. So do we have to teach Amish that echel and hakter are namet starif? Of course, the namet starif. If lech of a lechel are namet starif, lech lahachter certainly namet starif. As I said when we started this piece of Gemara. So what do we need this Mishnah for? Answers Gemara, the way to understand Amish is not to teach us any diukim. Meaning as follows, before we go further in the Gemara. That lechol v'lechol dova shadarka lechol, those two machshavas are mitzdarf. Lechol v'lechol, lechol dova shadarka lechol, v'lechol dova sh'ein darka lechol, achati kazayi sevich, anam mitzdarf. We asked, if so, what do we need our Mishnah? We need our Mishnah to teach us the din of achil v'aktara. For says the Gemara, just because achil of davish dark lechol, with achil of davish ein dark lechol, are not mitzdarif, it doesn't mean that achil and aktara won't be mitzdarif. Why? Amrit lechol lahakta miboy, because lechol lahakta itzruchalei. We need to teach the halacha of lechol lahakta. Because sakadat chamina, we would maybe think as follows: Hossam who the loyke urcha kamachashiv. Let's think about the case that we've been discussing. Lechol dov shadarka lechol, v'lechol dov shein darka lechol. You have a chatz kezayis of lechol dov shadarka lechol, which is a full-fledged pigel machshava, and lechol dov shein darka lechol. So let's think about that machshava. It's a meaningless machshava. Because you had in mind, let's say, to eat the koimetz. The koimetz isn't meant to be eaten. So that's why that machshava, the halacha looks at it as meaningless, and therefore it's not mitzdarif with the machshav of lechol davish darka lechol. But what about our case of lechol lahakter? What's the machshava? You had in mind lechol davish darka lechol achatzi kazayis lahakter davish darka lahakter achatzi kazayis. If we separate and evaluate each machshava separately, it's a perfect machshava. It's a real machshava. Lechol davish darka lechol, it's meant to be eaten. Lahakter davish darka lahakter, it's meant to be burnt. So even though this is achil and this is aktara, but your machshava had meaning to it. When you have a machshava to eat kaimitz, it's foolish words. Kaimitz aren't eaten. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting that even though lechol dov shedarka lechol, or lechol dov she'ein darka lechol, achatzi kezayis of each are not mitzdarif, maybe lechol lahakter are mitzdarif. That's why we need our Mishnah not to teach us any diukim. The hard and fast rule that the Mishnah says, the lechol lahakter, even though each machshava analyzed separately is a perfect machshava, achil and aktara can't be mitzdarf. Let's read the words inside. Hasim deloike urcha kamachashiv. You thought about lechol davashin daka lechol. Aval hocha. In the case of our Mishnah, the behaika urcha kamachashiv, you're thinking about lechol davashin daka lechol. Or behaika urcha kamachashiv, you think about lahakter davashin daka lahakter. So even though this is achil and this is aktara, but you're thinking the right type of activity for each one, and therefore perhaps emul etzdarif, kamashmon, that achil and aktara nam etzdarif. So the maskon of the Gemara is, don't learn our Mishnah to teach us the yukim. We began the Gemara that we thought that the Mishnah is teaching us a diuk, that achil and aktara nam etzdarif. V'lechol davash daka lechol, v'lechol davash ein daka lechol, arm etzdarif, which is contradictory to the previous Mishnah, and almost to the point that we wanted to say there's a machloikas hamishnayis. No, our Mishnah will agree that lechol davish daka lechol is not mitzdarf with lechol davish ein daka lechol. Yet our Mishnah also needed to teach us that the same rule applies to lechol lahakter. But before we end the perek, I think there's a fundamental issue that we need to discuss. One thing is obvious from this piece of Gemara. Let's say somebody had a machshava lechol chatzi kazayis, not of shkodim, it's of shrayim. But since it's only a chatzi kazayis, it won't be a machshava spigel. Lahakdir, davish davar lahakdir, only a chatzi kazayis, it won't be pigel because you only have a chatzi kazayis. Ask the achroinim, don't we have a rule throughout shas of chatzi shir also ben atayra? So even if it's a chatzi kazayis, it's a chatzi shir, but chatzi shir is also ben atayra. So how do we understand our Gemara? So I saw a number of approaches mentioned by the Achroinim. One approach the Achroinim suggest is a big chiddush, that the din of Chatzi Shir was only said the midah d'achilum, only by foods that you eat. Why only by foods that you eat? So for that too I saw two explanations. One explanation that I saw is because, as the Gemara suggests, we shouldn't explain this Gemara, that the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create a situation where tzadik should do an aveira. So we shouldn't say tzadikim don't do aveiras. So I say b'midah d'achila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let a tzadik eat machalos asuris. Why? Because machalos asuris are particularly repugnant. Achilas asuris are metamtem asalev. So that's why only by food, by eating, is there a din of chatzi shir. Nowhere else. Another reason they explain, it's very, very nice vart. Whenever we speak about achila, matzah on Pesach. So you have to eat a kazayis. But what is the halacha? You're not mechuyev to put the entire kazayis in your mouth at one time. There's a shir of kedai achilas pras. So we see that the entire concept of eating works with the concept of mitzdarif. Your mitzdarif, all the chewing you did, whatever amount of time you hold kedai achilas pras is. So therefore you could say chatzi shir is also asr, because chazir l'tzarufei, that you may eat another chatzi shir before your time is up. But that's limited to eating, not to other areas. The Achronim ask, how can you take such an approach? The halacha is, the chatzi shir is asr in Shabbos. Many dafim on Masechta Shabbos discuss how much you're allowed to, what is the shir for carrying, but the halacha is you're not allowed to carry less than the shir also. So you see that it's not limited to eating. So which they answer, Shabbos, there's a special limud, the chatzi shir is asr. L'sasa kol malacha, the call comes to teach us that even a chatzi shir. But besides for that case, where there's a special limud, chatzi shir, this approach says, is limited to eating, nowhere else. Very big chiddush. But then I saw a different approach in the Achrayim. What does chatzi shir asr min ha-Torah mean? Chatzi shir asr min ha-Torah means as follows. I have something that's asr. I have a piece of non-kosher meat. So even though the shir is a kazayis, that you're not allowed to eat a kazayis, it's not only eating, I'm only using this as an example. So there's a din of chatzi shir, they're not allowed to even eat less than a kazayis. But let's think about this piece of meat. This piece of meat is inherently non-kosher. The only question is, how much do I have to eat of it to be oivar and iser? What's the case of our Gemara? We're not talking about something that's osur already. We're talking about creating iser. You have a machsheves pigel, the kohen has a machsheves pigel, and he's creating that the carbon should become pigel. There's a difference between something which is already asr versus creating asr. Something that's already asr, there is a rule, chatzi asr, asr ben atayr. In our case, he's creating pigel. To create pigel, you have to have at least a kazayis. Otherwise, to create a situation, to create that the carbon should be considered pigel, when you only had a machsheves chatzi zayis, the chatzi shir doesn't have that ability. We begin Perek HaKoymetz. Interestingly enough, the Rishayim already say that our Perek is called Perek HaKoymetz, and the next Perek is called Perek HaKoymetz. Of course, it begins with the words HaKoymetz. So the differentiate between the two Perekim, our Perek is called Koymetz Zuta, and that Perek is called Koymetz Rabba, for a very simple reason. Because our Perek only has 4 daf. The next blat Perek has 21 blat. So that's why this one's called Koymetz Zuta, and the next one is called a Koymetz Rabba. Says the Mishnah, HaKoymetz is a mincha lechel shiriyahu. Somebody does kmitza with the intent to eat the shirayim, l'hakter Koymetz l'macher, or to do on the kmitza the next day. Maider Rabbi Yossi b'zeh, Rabbi Yossi agrees, and we'll see why we need Rabbi Yossi to agree, that this is a case of pigel. The way that we shouldn't explain, it's pigel deraisa, the chayovim of karis. If somebody will eat from this carbon, he's chayv karis. However, says Rabbi Yossi, if when he did the kmitza, his intent was lahakta levanos lamacher, to be makta the levonot the next day, Rabbi Yossi Omer, possible aim by karis. Rabbi Yossi says that won't be pigel mederaisa, it'll only be possible aim by karis. A machloikis, if possible, it means possible mederaisa, or it's only possum of the Rabbanon. Although I think there arises from Gemara's later in our parak that it's only possum of the Rabbanon. The Chamim disagree, and the Chamim opinion is that if somebody's doing the Koymetz, and while he's doing the Kmitza, his intention is to burn the Koymetz, burn the Levoina after the right time, chayovim of Karis. There'll be a chayiv Karis. Amaloi, and the Rabbanim defend their opinion by saying, Mashin is emnazevach. Why is this any different than a carbon? That the halacha by a carbon is that if you do the shechita with the day to do the emrim, to be makta the emrim after the right time, that the carbon becomes pigel. Mashin is emnazevach. Why is this different than any carbon? That if you do the shechita with the intention to bring the emrim after the right time, that it becomes pigel. To which Rav Yossi responds, Omlem, Shazavach Tama Besari Vemurov Echad, it's all one animal, and therefore Shechita, done with the intention regarding the Emorim, will make it pigel, whereas the Levina Emorim Incha. Ask the Gemara, Lomelil Mr. Maid Rav Yossi Bezu, what does the Mishnah have to teach us that if somebody does the Kemitza with the intent to eat the Shraim at the wrong time, or to remark to that comments at the wrong time, that it's not considered, that it's considered pigle even according to Rav Yossi. If there's no dispute about that issue, why does the Mishnah mention it? Answers the Gemara, Mishum the Koyle Misnei Sefer, because the Mishnah wants to teach us the next case. L'haktel of an osel amacher, that if somebody was going to do the kmitza with the intent of doing the burning of the levina at the wrong time, Rav Yossi Omer, Pasvayim Bekaris. There Rav Yossi disagrees. So now we need to understand what is the basis of Rav Yossi's opinion. Ma de tema, tam Rav Yosef, tevshum de kesover, eim mefaglu b'chatsi mata. And we need to stop here. There's a famous machloikus. A machloikus that we're going to learn about a lot later in our perek. But we already learned this machloikus in Masechta Zvachim. The machloikus of Ramei and Chachamim. The machloikus is called mefaglin b'chatzi mater or a mefaglin b'chatzi mater, which means as follows. According to the Chachamim, a mefaglin b'chatzi mater means that if you're going to have a machshavas pigel by any of the four avodah, shechita, kabbalah, lochos, rika, in order for that to be considered a machshavas pigel, you have to think about it throughout the entire avodah, during the entire shechita, during the entire kabbalah, and so on. That's the opinion of Rabbanim. Ramea holds mefaglin b'chatzi mater. The machshava during part of the anavoida is enough to make it a pigel. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about in our Gemara. Everybody could agree with the opinion of the Rabbanim that aim of mefaglin b'chatzi mater. That when you think about the machshava has to be throughout the whole avoida, and therefore to take it all the way. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan will both agree. For carbon mincha to become pigel, because you did the kemitza with the wrong machshava, you had to have that machshava throughout the entire kemitza. The Rambam is even more machmer. The Rambam holds that not only throughout the entire kemitza, but also through, and we're going to discuss this in the next Shtikl Gemara, during the time of taking off the Levoina. Because the Rambam looks as taking off the Levoina and taking off the Kemitza as one big act. Again, that's not what I was discussing. Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi agree. The Machlaikas of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, maybe should be, that about what you're thinking. And let's look at our Gemara, our case. What must be burnt of a Karban Mincha? Not a Mincha of a Kohen. The Kemitz and the Levoina. So you may think, says the Gemara, that what's the reason Rabbi Yossi holds it's not pigel? Because you have to think about the koimitz and the levoina. And therefore, in the second case of the Mishnah, where you only thought about the burning of the levoina, and you didn't think about the burning of the koimitz, it's not pigel. Because you only thought about part of that avoida, not all of that avoida. But if that were the truth, and that was the basis of Rabbi Yossi's reasoning, then it should be when you think about burning of the koimitz and not burning of the levoina, the same halacha should be. Because you didn't think about the entire avoida. To avoid making that error, shows us the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi holds that if you think about the koimitz and not about the levoina, if when you're doing the kmitza, you think only about the koimitz and not the levoina, it'll be pigel. If you think only about the levoina and not the koimitz, it won't be pigel, because it has nothing to do about chatzi matter or gantz, or half a matter or a whole matter. The reason for Rabbi Yossi we'll learn in a minute. And that's why, to avoid making that mistake and making that assumption that that is the basis for Rabbi Yossi's reasoning, that's why the Mishnah had to show the difference of Rabbi Yossi's opinion. That when you think by the kmitz about the koimitz, about the koimitz being burned, it will be pigel. But if you think by the kmitz about the levina being burned, it won't be pigel. The only problem with this pshat, asked the Mefarshim, is if so, it has nothing to do with the levina being included or not being included. It's as we just said, a machshav about the levina doesn't make a pigel, a machshav about the koimitz doesn't make a pigel. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that in our Mishnah. So how do we understand the Mishnah? So the Rechonim are very bothered with this question, and they suggest that Rabbi Yossi is saying to Rabbonim, I have a reason for my pshat, as we'll see, but you ought to at least agree that the levina should be treated different than koimitz, and Rabbonim say we don't. Now let's read the Gemara again inside. If you think only about the koimitz and you didn't think about the levoina, and therefore, if you think about the levoina and not about the koimitz, is it not pigel? But the same halacha should be if you think about the koimitz and not about the levoina, it should be pigel. That's what the Mishnah has to explicitly teach us, the Bahamoida. That isn't the basis for Rabbi Yossi's reasoning. And Rabbi Yossi will agree, if when you did the koimitz, you're thinking about the burning of the koimitz, it will be pigel. Only if you're thinking about the levina when you're doing the kmitza, it will not be pigel. But now we need to understand, so what is the basis of Rabbi Yossi's opinion? So now the Gemara goes there. But when you're doing the koimitz, you think about the levina, Rabbi Yossi, I'm a possible in Bekaris. Why? Why when you think, let's just review what Rabbi Yossi says explicitly in the Mishnah. If when you do the koimitz, you think about the koimitz, if when you do the koimitz, you think about the koimitz, it will be pigel. But if you do the koimitz and you think about the levina, it won't be pigel. Why? Why is it different? Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Matter Mefagel Samater. When you're doing one matter, the koimitz is a matter, and the burning of the koimitz is a matter, and the burning of the and the levain is a matter, and the machshava by one matter will not affect the other matter. The chena toimer, and where we have a similar concept, the shnei bezichel levana shalechem upon him. That if there was a machshava that while you were burning one of the bezichel levana to burn the other one in the wrong time, so what? Again, let's just quickly review. In our Masechta that we've been learning on a consistent basis, on a constant basis, the Lechem Aponim is an example of a mincha. That Torah of the Shnei Bezichim, when you burn the two spoonfuls of Levoina, it makes you allowed to eat. It's the matter of eating the Lechem Aponim. Says the Braisa, B'Shnei Bezichim Shalechem Aponim, the two spoons of Lechem Aponim, so each one is a matter. The machshav about one ain't mat mefagel as a matter. The machshav about one doesn't affect the other one. Why? The same reason. Because machshav by one matter cannot affect the other matter. That's why machshav on the koimitz of the karmicha can't affect the levoina. And the same here. If you want to make the gemara more complicated, the Rashba asks a gevaldig kasha. The Rashba asks, burning both bezicha levoina is the avoida burning of aktara by lechem aponim. We just learned the opinion of the Rabbanan as Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. That to be considered pigel, you have to have the Machshava throughout the entire. So how could the Gemara suggest that if you thought about one spoon when you did the other spoon, it's anyway a problem of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. You only were thinking the Machshava is pigel by one of the two spoons. And the Rabbanan hold you have to think by both spoons, Mefagel only by whole matter. So that's why the Rabbi has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. He says that you had the Machshava by both spoons, but what you thought about is like this. You have spoon A and spoon B. And by both spoons, you had the wrong machshava. But when you did spoon A, you were thinking about spoon B. And when you did spoon B, you thought about spoon A. So you had the machshava by both, so it won't be an issue of mefagel mechatzi matir. Why did the Gemara have to bring this raya? Says the Gemara, Ma'ad tema, tam der b'yoisi b'dovoyna. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Yossi, why he holds if you did the kmitza on the mincha, a machshav about the levoina, will not disqualify that mincha, mishum de lav mina de mincha hi. because the Levoina is not really part of the Mincha. It's a separate ingredient, as we've been learning, put on top of the Karban Mincha. Avol b'shneid mezichei Levoina, the mina da'adodinenu, they're both the same. They're both mezichei Levoina. Eim mefagla ha'adodi. There, Rabbi Yossi will agree, becomes pigel. Kamash Malon, that Rabbi Yossi's reason is because eim mata mefagla samata. Ask the Gemara. Umi amatzit amrit. Can you then suggest tam de Rabbi Yossi b'Levoina? Lam shum lam mina de mincha, that the reason for Rabbi Yossi is because it's not the same as the mincha, and therefore a machshava on the mincha cannot affect the levoina. Let's learn the Mishnah. V'ktani seifa. What are we learning the seifa? Omrloi. The rabbanon say to Rabbi Yossi, mashin tzezavach. Why a machshava by the kaim mincha doesn't affect the levoina, but why a machshava by the shechit of the carbon regarding the Amrim will make it into pigel? And Rabbi Yossi responded, Hazevach Dama Besar Ve'Amr of Echad, they're all one. Ulevina Einim Min the Mincha. The Levina is not part of the Mincha. Now ask the Gemara, Ma Einim Min the Mincha. What did Rabbi Yossi mean when he says Einim Min the Mincha? Eina Be'ikum Mincha. It's not considered that it's essential to the mincha, and the Gemara explains it. The lav dikim akuv koims l'shrayim, that unlike the ability to eat the shrayim, when one may not eat the shrayim until the koimitz is burnt, the kam d'lam skat the koimitz, as long as the koimitz is not burnt, loimis achli shrayim. If that's what it means, so then same thing as by the levoina. Nobody's allowed to eat the shrine of the mincha until the levoina is burnt. So what does the Mishnah mean when Rabbi Yossi says la mina de mincha? Elo ibay hay makta bereisha vibay mhak makta bereisha. The halach is that the kaimitz levoina don't have a specific order. You could bring the kaimitz first, you could burn the kaimitz first, or you could burn the levoina first. Even though the achronim ask a few points, the Brisker Rav says that even though the halacha is that you could burn the kaimitz first or you could burn the levoina first, that doesn't mean you could burn the levoina before you did the kmitza. Everybody will agree that you have to do the kmitza first. That's Brisker Rav's word. Other achronim ask that there's a gemara masechta de saita that says you're supposed to burn the kaimitz and the levoina together. So what does our gemara say, you could do the kaimitz first or the levoina first? So I saw a number of answers to that question. One answer to that question is that it's actually machlokes. Our Gemara says it doesn't make a difference. That Gemara says they should be burned together. Another way I saw the Achronim suggest is that Gemara is only speaking l'chatchila. L'chatchila they should be burned together. But for the end, you could burn them separately and either one can be burned first. A third pshat, very interesting pshat, is that that Gemara is just giving us practical advice. Why would you want to burn the Kaimitz and the Levoina separately if you could do it in just in one act? Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim say, so that's why Rabbi Yossi holds that it has nothing to do with them being connected. It has to do with Eimata Mefagla Samata. And how did Rabbanan respond? The Rabbanan respond, Ki Amin Eimata Mefagla Samata. When do we say that one matter doesn't affect the other matter? Hani Mili Dele Ikfu Bechad Mono, if they weren't put into one keli. But the Kaimitz and the Levina were all in one keli. So even though there's a rule, say the Rabbanan, of any matter mefagelus a matter, a machshava on the kaimitz will affect the levana. Avol hechud da'eke bechad mana. Since all of these ingredients were one klisharis, even though the mincha is the flour and the oil, and the levana separately, since they were all put into one keli, the rule of any matter mefagelus a matter doesn't apply. So to review, Rabbi Yaisi's opinion is, because ein matter mefagelus a matter, and therefore machshav and the koimitz doesn't affect the levoina. And he goes a step further. Why? Because the koimitz and the levoina are totally separate from each other. Why are they totally separate from each other? Because you could burn the levoina before the koimitz, or you could burn the koimitz before the levoina. And the rabbanon hold that since the koimitz and the levoina were one keli, that already connects them, and the rule of ein matter mefagelus a matter would not apply. So now ask the Sfas Emes. Let's talk about the Shnei Bezichei Levoina. what will be the halacha there? The Rabbanim told us a chiddush that if they're in one keli, then the rule of ein matir mefagel sam matir doesn't apply. But the shnei bezich levana are in two separate spoons. So the Rabbanim agree with Rabbi Yossi that machshava by one spoon won't affect the other spoon, or will they disagree? Svez de Sfasemis, they're still going to disagree. Cause, says the Sfasemis, the fact that these two spoons have to be put on one shulchan, that creates a situation that they're in one keli, and the Rabbanim said that whenever they're in one keli, the rule of ein matir mefagel sam matir doesn't apply. Continues the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Before we go further, just interesting Shaila. I'm Rabbi Yanni. Before we go further, there's an interesting Shaila. We're speaking about Pigel by the Bezicha Levoina. That you had a machshavas chutzl zmanah by the Bezicha Levoina to do it at the wrong time, to burn them at the wrong time, to eat the lechem upon them at the wrong time. So you're burning the Bezicha Levoina with a machshavah to eat the lechem upon them at the wrong time. So the Rishonim debate, what is the right time? To when are you allowed to eat the lechem upon him? That there would be a machshava chutz l'zmana on the achilas lechem upon him. And I saw three opinions in the Rishonim. Again, what were the Gemara speaking about? That you brought the bezicha levoina, and you could make a pigle by having a mind to eat the lechem upon him at the wrong time. What is the wrong time for the lechem upon him? Three opinions in the Rishonim. One opinion is Rishonim is till Matzoy Shabbos. The lechem upon him has to be eaten before Shabbos is over. And therefore, according to those Rishonim, you can never have a situation where all the Kohanim are fasting, because then who's going to eat the lechem upon him? There's only one problem. What happens when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos? What happens with the lechem upon him then? Other opinion is that like all other kachim, you have yoim for Laila, that you have to eat it. You can eat it Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos really till the morning, and there are but until Chatzos. But even those opinion agree that lechatchila it should be eaten on Shabbos. But if you don't eat it on Shabbos, you can eat it Matzoi Shabbos. And the third opinion is that it has to be eaten by next Shabbos. So it'll be a very interesting situation of pigle. We never have a situation of pigle the chutz l'zmanoi is a week later. Nugamar. Amar of Yoyne. Likud levano bizarre pasuk. Again, just a very simple situation. We know that you have to gather together all the levano to take it to the Mizbeach to be burnt. Says Rav Yoyne, doing that by zar is pasuk. My tama. Amar of Yemiyah Mishim Halacha Nagaba. Gathering the Levine is considered Halacha, and any Avoida done by a Zar disqualifies the Avoida, because Rabbi Yanai says Rabbi Yemiyah is of the opinion, a Sugya that we had, Mesech Dezvachim, Halacha Shlevi Regal Shema Halacha. Halacha doesn't mean necessarily walking, anything that causes that the item that's supposed to get to the Mizbeach gets there sooner. And you have to collect the Levine to get it to the Mizbeach. Interestingly, I saw the Mefarshim make a very interesting comment. If you'll recall, when we learned Masechet Zvachim, the Gemara had a shaila, if a Zar did a halacha, he wasn't supposed to, but it's easily to be repaired. You go and you take it back to where it was, and walk, and then have the kohen walk. That's a shaila that we learned in Masechet Zvachim. Say the Achroinim that even though by halacha, by actual walking, the Gemara suggests that it could be fixed, it could be rectified, this, if you hold the likud bazar is possible, is not rectifiable. And if a Zar collected the Levina, and we're going to hold, like Rabbi Yanai, that it's included in the category of halacha, and it's possible, you can't just have him put it back on the Karim Mincha and have a kohen take it. It's too late. Amar Meri, Afanan Namitanina. We actually learned similarly in a brisa. Zal klal, kol ha-koymetz, v'noisim v'keili, v'amoylech v'amakter. These are the four avoidas that are done by a karim mincha. If you did it with a machsheves pigel, the karim becomes pigel. Because as we've been learning from the beginning of the Masechta, the four avoidas that are done by the karim mincha, there are four corresponding to the four avoidas that are done by every karim. Says the Marbishlam, Koimetz and Shaychit. That Koimetz and Shaychit correspond to each other is very understandable. Why? As the Mefarshim explained. By Koimetz, I'm separating out the part that has to be burnt on the Mizbeach, which will affect the Kapara. And by Shechita, I'm extracting the blood, which has to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, that affects the Kapara. Moilach, when you carry that Karban Mincha to the Mizbeach, the Kaimis to the Mizbeach, Nami Haina Moilach. It's the exact same as carrying the Dam to the Mizbeach. Makter, when you burn the Kaimis, as we just explained, Haina Zoyuk. Being Zoyuk, the Dam affects the Kaparo, being Makter, the Kaimis affects the Kaparo. Elo Naisim Bekaili, but ask the Gemara, we said that one of the avoiders by the carbon mincha, when the carbon can become tigel, is when you put it into the kli sharis. What's the corresponding avoider by a carbon? My carbon. What is the corresponding avoider by a carbon? Ilema, if you're going to say, because this is the Kabbalah, says the Gemara, you can't compare these two Kabbalahs. Midami, hos memela. What happens by the dam? You shech the animal, the blood comes spurting out, and it flies into the keli. What happens over here? You have to deposit the kaimitz into the keli. Hocho, kashok of a rami. How could they be both considered in the same category? Ella. So the Gemara's question is very basic. How do we call the putting of the dam? How do we call the putting of the kaimitz in the keli an act of Kabbalah? It's not the exact same as putting, as the dam getting into the kli sharis by the shechit of an animal. What do we have to answer? Kiyum doi sagid of it, since you have to do it, because as we've been learning all along, the kaimitz has to be put into kli sharis, that makes it avoidah shuvihi. It's considered an integral avoider. And a karcha mashal like a Kabbalah, it falls into the general category of Kabbalah, even though it isn't exactly identical to the Kabbalah by Behema. Says the Gemara, the same thing by the Likat Levoina. Kim dloy sag dloy avod lo. You have to get the Likat the Levoina altogether to be able to start transporting it to Mizbeach. Avoider chshuva hi. So it's considered an integral avoider. And therefore, a karcha mashal like a Kabbalah. So the Gemara is now saying a very big chiddush. Likud zar is possible because the Gemara is teaching us that anything that's essential becomes an avoida, and if it's essential and becomes an avoida, a machshavas pigel will be considered a machshava to disqualify the carbon. So the Gemara, it's not compelling. Loilam the damel kabbalah. We'll say that it's like kabbalah. The kabbalah of the dam and the kabbalah of the kaimitz into the kli sharis are both in the category of Kabbalah. We ask the kasha with the kakashloch hos memela. There, it's a Kabbalah that happens by itself, so to speak. The blood just goes flowing into the kli sharis. Hocha kashokel v'rami. Here, you have to put the kaimitz into the kli sharis. And interestingly, the Chofetz Chaim, based on this Gemara, paskins in the Likutei Halachas, that, and we spoke many times, that the kaimitz has to be put in the kli sharis. Paskins the Chavetz Chaim, it isn't just enough that you should let the kaimitz fall out of your hand into the kli sharis, but our Gemara says it has to be actually deposited. Mifta Tavai Kedushas Kelihi. But what is the essential goal in both of these cases? To get the dam, or to get the kaimitz into the kli sharis? Mali Mamela Mali Shakul Remus. It doesn't make a difference if it happens by itself, it doesn't make a difference if you deposit it. So explain the Rishonim. The Gemara that I wanted to compare the Likut Levoina to the Kabbalah, to the Halacha, that has been refuted. Because it's not the same. Even though the Kabbalahs aren't the same. But by the Kabbalah, at least it has the same goal. Here it doesn't even have that. Having said that, the Gemara has only refuted the logic, say the Rishonim, but the rule hasn't been refuted. And Rabbi Yanai's rule that the Likud Levoina, since it must be done, if it's done by a Zohar, it's possible, that remains. Just the logic that the Gemara wanted to apply, that's been refuted, not the rule.